Hey everybody, it's your girl coach Alonda Brooks and you are listening to I Am Becoming. I have the fierce, the one and only Miss Lady Tiffany Nicole. She is a media magnet called to help entrepreneurs cultivate their gift and penetrate the market through the ministry of TV and radio. She is a woman sold out for God. She has devoted her life to uplift, encourage, and support all who cross her path. Lady Tiffany Nicole is a licensed minister, has been preaching the gospel since 2011. Through her gift of personality, she has become the premier kingdom personality to help promote entrepreneurs, small businesses, authors through her international media brand, The Virtuous Hour Media and Marketing LLC. In 2021, God expanded her territory as a CEO of Power Influence Radio. She's one of the first African-American women-owned internet radio stations in three major markets, Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta. Her radio and TV show, The Virtuous Hour, has been graced by national recording artists as well as some of the most prominent movers and shakers in the community. Her personal testimony of overcoming life's hardships to virtuous and victorious has allowed her to touch the hearts of God's daughters through her foundation, Modern Proverbs Women, and her yearly Virtuous and Victorious Conference. She is determined and destined to make God famous while making a positive influence in her media. Welcome to our show, Queen. Thank you for coming here today.
I'm honored to be here, Alonda. Thank you for the invitation to be a part of your awesome broadcast and podcast platform.
Yes, the pleasure is all mine. I can't wait for my becomers to get into who you are because you are a lot of dynamic things. You are a powerhouse. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I want to say this again because can we say one of the fastest growing internet radio stations, we like to say in the world. So listen, y'all, some major things. She is moving and shaking out here already in three major markets. Listen, so we want to get a little bit into your testimony. Also, what's the mission for Power Influence Radio? Because that is such a powerful name, Power Influence. Listen, and you are mighty already because, listen, you haven't even been in the game that long and you are already in three major markets. Every time I turn around, you're at this red carpet here, there, and everywhere. So this is super exciting just to know that, listen, since March, and I love my birthday month, shout out to March, that you have just been in existence and already in three major markets. So I really want to know what your mission is because God is moving you at a tremendous speed. So let's get into that a little bit, Queen.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Alonda. Well, you know, the spirit of acceleration is happening in this season for all things kingdom and all things God. I've been in radio, in media. I'll say media totally, for like 4 years. Started this journey in January of 2018 with a radio show. 7 months later, TV show, and it's just taken me to places I never knew I could go. When God spoke radio station to me, I acted like I ain't hear him, like somebody else was in the room. I was at home, but somebody, he had to be talking to somebody else and not me. But when he gave me Power Influence Radio, he said, use the power of radio to make a kingdom influence around the globe. And I said, okay. Being a radio personality of the Virtuous Hour with Lady Tiffany Nicole, over the last 4 years, I've been blessed to be a part of other platforms. I started with Gospel Radio Nation, thankful for them in Houston. Then I moved up to Bless Beats, major platform with Marcus Sullivan, and then DFWIGospel.com platforms. It was the last home prior to now of the Virtuous Hour. I've been coached and pruned for this by some of the best. Pastor Chris McKinney of Gospel Radio Nation, Marcus Sullivan of Bless Beats, and T. Jones of DFWIGospel.com. All of them had platforms and start in major radio, and they branched out on their own. So I enjoy being on their platforms. I enjoy coming in, doing what I do, and learning what I did learn. but never in my wildest dreams did I imagine being them, sitting in their seats and doing what I'm getting ready to do now, or doing what I'm doing, not getting ready to do, what I'm walking in manifestation of now. And to make a positive influence, everything I do is to uplift, support, and encourage. My nonprofit organization, the Virtuous Hour, the radio show, everything I do is to uplift and encourage and empower and support others. And when he gave me this platform, he let me know that not only am I using the power of radio to make a kingdom influence around the globe, but his voice is going to be heard 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the platform is for his voice to be heard through music and through the personalities that will grace the platform with their shows. These will not be normal, everyday people. These will be God-chosen people, people that have been on the backside of the mountain being developed and pruned and groomed to give a voice of hope to those in the world. It's packaged in radio, but it's ministry. People are going to be grooving, but the music, even the music that's going to be selected and played 24 hours, 7 days a week, it's going to be different music, some common, some uncommon. A lot of independent artists, music, their voice and their music will be able to live on this platform. I'm excited to see who God brings, who God adds. I already have some amazing programs already lined up. And I Must Become being one of them. You heard it first here. But I Must Become being one of the shows that's going to be added to the platform. But I'm excited about the voice of God and those that God will send to be a voice for him, and to and the babies, the destinies, the influence that we will make with this platform, and the lives, the changes, the testimonies that will be coming. I'm excited to see what God will do with it. When he told me Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta, I wasn't even living in Atlanta at the time. I had no clue how he was going to do this. And he's showing me every day that what he said is coming to pass. So walking by faith and not by sight, I give God all the glory. I'm amazed of who I am and what he's called me to do, what he's given me the power to do, and the team that he's called to support me in this vision.
That's amazing. Listen, y'all, so y'all heard it. This was the bomb that we've been waiting. We've been holding it. I Am Becoming is expanding. We are growing. We'll still be here on this platform, but we are expanding into 3 major markets, and we're going to be growing. So listen, when I tell y'all, we talked about this last show about how you got to get ready. So, and stay ready so you can be ready for all the opportunities. That's why I tell y'all, it's never not a time to become, and you gotta be ready to make the leap, because you just never know. Like you said, like Lady Tiffany Nicole said, you know, a lot of people have gotten opportunities to grow and will get opportunities to grow in this season. If he can just trust you, you don't have to necessarily be qualified. You don't necessarily have to be mentally and emotionally so ready, but everything that he wants you to do, he already has mapped out for you. He just needs to know that he can trust you with your yes. He just needs to know that he can trust you with your yes. I think that is so dope, because, you know, you started your radio station in March and like of this year. And or 20, was it 2020 or 2021? Just but let me, because I want to say that correctly. But
it was just officially March 6th of 2021. March 6th of 2021, I put my equipment in the car and I drove to Houston. I didn't even have an office at the time, but Houston was where he said, launch it. That's number one. Number two, Houston is the place where I started radio. So it's kind of like home for me. And so I had a friend of mine that had a space, an event hall space at the time. And she was like, you can do it here. I had three of some of my amazing supporters, Jersey Girl, Mignette Young of My Collection, LLC, small business owner, as well as Dr. Sugar of Sugar Spices 21, as well as Something Good Is About to Happen. All three of those ladies are very good supporters of Lady Tiffany Nicole. And I launched my radio show, my radio station, with the Virtuous Hour on Saturday morning at this event space. They were with me and I was nervous. Knees were shaking. We had some technical difficulties, but God was glorified and we were able to move forward, and God has just been good. And so from that until now, I have an actual office space in Houston, Texas, that will be at live this Saturday morning as the Virtuous Hour comes back at the Power Influence Radio Hub in Houston, and just closed on the Dallas location this week. And so in less than 6 months' time, March 6, 2021, September 6, it will be officially 6 months old. In 6 months' time, God has given me a place in Atlanta, a place in Houston, and a place in Dallas, just like he spoke it in September of 2020. So I'm amazed at God. I'm amazed at my faith. I'm amazed at me just saying, all right, God, you say it. And he's been carrying me every step of the way. It's been some hiccups, been some frustrations, but what I've accomplished, what God has accomplished, what the Holy Spirit has done in 6 months has blown my mind and has let me know that 6 months is nothing compared to where we're going to be in 6 years. I'm just excited to see all that God is going to do and how he's forcing me to become in this season, because I've gotten so far, I can't go back.
Yeah, I want to point out, because somebody is going to miss this, right? So you started your show in March of 2021. I started I Am Becoming in March of 2020. And then 6 months time, God had took my show from, the world was shut down, I started it, to I was award-winning podcaster, had won a Trailblazing Women Award in 6 months. Now to forward a year later, now I'm on radio, going into TV, right? And this was something that I think this is so important, because somebody at home needs to hear this, right? Everybody is always searching for what is your purpose. And so sometimes just operating in something that you are naturally gifted in is really what your purpose is, and how God will use you in so many ways, just in the simplest things that you do, because he could trust you to be faithful in it, right? And so I just wanted to point that out. That blew my mind to also too, being the world being shut down last year, to we've been like to so many different states just in this year alone, and we're just now to the fourth quarter of the year, and how literally almost God has taken you around the world with just the power of your yes, and just blindly being ready, and how he's met people, sent people along your journey just to create opportunities, because he already had it figured out for you. He just needed your yes. So I tell y'all that all the time, but I literally want you to understand, it was literally just her yes that opened up the doors to make the whole entire vision come together. So listen, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Lady Tiffany Nicole and talking about the power of her influence. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there.
The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection. Or you could be shopping for a gift. The Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. I have the lovely Miss Lady Tiffany Nicole of Power Influence Radio with us today. Listen, we have been talking about some amazing things that I tell y'all all the time. She just, before the break, was talking about how God told her to do something to launch into the deep of her purpose, and it was something that she had been preparing for. And this is something I even said last week on the show, how God will put you into places, the provision part of your vision, right? And you don't even know how it's going to line up, right? You may be thinking that it's just by happenstance that you are going into a space and a place to prepare yourself for something that you like. Well, okay, I'm just here. I'm just here for fun. It's just a moment thing. It's just the opportunity of a right now when God be like, listen, I had you prepare. I had you going on this person's show because... in a year from now, I'm going to have you on a whole, your own whole radio frequency. I'm going to have you doing red carpets over here and over there and preparing opportunities for people who are overlooked. Like you said, they're on the backside of the mountain preparing for this. They've been training for these things that, you know, sometimes people like, oh, well, where did you come from? I had to hide you to prepare you for this moment. So I said that to say, I feel like somebody's at home and you feel like somebody is not giving you your just due. Somebody doesn't see you. They don't know what you are capable of. Just wait on it. Because I'm telling you, the person who God is sending to see you, honey, they got all the opportunities. They got the key to all the opportunities that you've been waiting for. Even some that you didn't even know that you had desired. So that blew my mind right there. Like, that is amazing. So how do you tie in your ministry into your business? Because I know that you are a licensed ordained minister. I know that you were ordained at the Potter's House. So tell me, how do you incorporate your being a minister with your business?
Well, it flows for me. What I love to do on the radio show is I invite people much like yourself, small business owners, people with stories and testimonies, oftentimes people that don't even believe that their story matters, and provide them a platform to share their business, their ministry. And in the midst of that, I flow with the prophetic anointing, and I just have this gift of speaking life. And in the midst of the interview, God comes in and does what he does through me for them. And oftentimes they end up ministering as well to those listening by sharing their testimony and what God has done for them. That ability to reach people and meet them where they are is amazing. And to do it through radio, television, and the different media outlets that God is opening the door for us to do is amazing. Also, my personality. I tend to be goofy and outspoken at times. And I was the one in school that when it came to conduct, I got an S on the report card. When you was in, you know, kindergarten, you know, you got S's, satisfactories, or no's, F's. My conduct was horrible because I was always talking to people. I always had to be something. I was considered the quote unquote class clown. And so my early days of church, getting saved, there were so many things that I was told in the religion world didn't work. How I dressed, how I talked, how I praised. It was just so much being told to me that Tiffany was not right. Tiffany needed to be this. Tiffany needed to do this. It was so much, so many things that Tiffany wasn't. But when I got the call of ministry, I realized that God was calling me deeper. I didn't want to do it because I felt like I couldn't be me. And so what God has done with TV, radio, and this platform that he's given me and what he's called me to in ministry, it's amazing because I can be unapologetically me for him and reach those that the ones that told me I couldn't this, I wasn't this, or needed to wear this, or couldn't say this, or all of the people that told me I couldn't, I reached those people that they overlook because they say they could, no, they can't. And so the ministry of reaching those overlooked that simply have a heart for God and really want to live for him, like myself, but cast aside, overlooked, talked about, shunned, and told this, that, and the other. Your gift was compared to others in the church, and you weren't allowed to shine that way. God opened the door for me to be me unapologetically and show me that I was enough. He showed me that my ministry was valued. He showed me that my story did matter. And he showed me that I have a power to make influence into other women's lives as well as men. Though my ministry is mainly to women, my heart for women is amazing, being called to sisterhood and connecting women and being what I am to women. Believe it or not, I have more men on Saturday mornings listening to my show and rocking out with me and telling me that, you know, my ministry was well and I've helped them and encouraged them. And it's just amazing to me that little old me, little goofy Tiffany, who didn't think she could be anything, is being so much more for God, and he's blessing it. And not only is he blessing it, some of those that said no to me in the past are even now saying yes to me now, or acknowledging my ministry and who I am for God and what I do for God. I don't do it for recognition. I don't do it to say I told you so's either. That's not me. That's not my style. I am who I am. But I'm very much like Paul. Paul said, I become all things to all men so that I may win some. So my ministry of being out of the box, some of the music that I played on my radio show is now a part of the rotation for the radio station. I play inspirational music, but it may be some R&Bs. You might hear a Chris Brown. You might hear T.I. Motivation on Power Influence Radio throughout the day. Why? Because he's talking about being motivated and not letting nothing stop you. Of course, it'll be the clean version, but you're not going to hear T.I. on Praise Radio simply because he's T.I. I want Power Influence Radio to be different. There are some crossover songs. There are some crossover gospel artists, if you will, like Kirk Franklin that is played, or Ty Tribbett that is played on secular radio. I think that's amazing. But there are some secular artists that have a heart for God and love God that have something to say, and they should be played on our station as well. So that's what I love about my ministry and who I am, because I love music. And music has the ability to transcend color barriers and everything else. Socioeconomics, music has the power to move. Positive music, powerful music can get you where you need to be. And there's been times that Jill Scott, Ledisi, and T.I., couple of Rick Ross cuts that has empowered me and let me know, girl, get up and go be a boss about your business. That needs to be said. And there is a generation that isn't Shirley Caesar, Yolanda Adams, Smokey Norful, or even Kirk Franklin, for that matter, that I have the ability to reach. And that's what I love about Power Influence Radio, the Virtuous Hour, what Lady Tiffany Nicole represents and who I am and how I reach the people that I reach, because I'm real, I'm relevant, I'm relatable, but I'm still on fire for God.
Yeah, that's really, really good, because like you said, the next generation needs to know and be able to identify with something that they recognize to for the journey of where they want to go. So that's super, super important. What three things would you tell someone to do that is waiting to leap into their becoming?
Waiting to leap into their becoming. I would say, first of all, don't look at what you see. You are your biggest critic. I looked in the mirror for years and didn't see a beautiful woman. Years. And I'm not like so high-minded that I'm just walking out now with my shoulders, but because now I know I'm beautiful, now I believe I'm beautiful, I dress a certain way, I present myself a certain way, because now I see what others see. And I've become that beautiful light and what others have told me, other men or other people have said to me outside. And they would say to me, I'm beautiful, because I would be out with my head hung down, not really smiling too much, trying to stay behind the scenes, because what I considered beautiful, what I considered fine and things of that nature, I didn't see myself as that. So don't go by what you see in yourself. There are others speaking life to you. Listen to them. Trust God and listen to them. If someone says you're smart, you might feel dumb. But there was something you did or something you said and something that you've been doing that causes someone to say you're smart. Call someone else to say you're powerful. Call someone else to say, I'll pay you to do this. Strangers do not tell the same lie. So there are strangers, there are people that are encountering you every day, that are encountering your gift that you don't even realize is a gift and telling you you're this, you're that, and you're that, and you don't believe them. Believe what others are saying about you. Don't look at what you see in your mirror. You are telling yourself lies. Strangers that don't know you, that don't even know how you feel about you, don't even know your shortcomings, are telling you something otherwise, and you're not listening because you don't believe them. They're telling the truth. You are telling yourself a lie. So don't believe your lies. Believe the truth and listen to what others are saying about you. And once you get it in your spirit, you have no choice but to become it, because then you start believing it and you realize where you were, you can no longer stay there anymore. Number two, get up. Get up from there. Once you believe and once you get that word, once you understand, once you look in the mirror and start seeing different, get up. Make moves. Invest in yourself. Get a coach. Start doing research. Take a class. Do something about what you believe. Make the moves. In order for me to believe what God said about Power Influence Radio, once he said it to me, the very first thing I did, because he spoke it to me around September 12th, September 13th. I have to look at the calendar to see what weekend it was when I flew out. I know it was around the 12th that weekend. But it was a Monday morning. I'm in the tub after I done went to church and God done did what he did. And I done asked him, got me something, even went to sleep. I'm in the bathtub and he speaks Power Influence Radio to me. I'm like, what, are you kidding? The very first thing I did, once I put my clothes on and got ready because I needed to check out the hotel room, I called my Uber. And once I realized how far that Uber was, I went in the lobby, pulled out my laptop, and I bought the domain. I started moving immediately. How about powerinfluenceradio.com from GoDaddy in September of 2020, soon as God said it. Got home. He wouldn't leave me alone. I made sure that it didn't belong to nobody. So then I started researching for a logo. By the end of September of 2020, I had a web domain and a logo for it. I didn't have a website yet. I had equipment that was given to me in June. As soon as I heard it, I got up and I started doing something about it. Started researching, started having questions, started preparing myself, started investing in little things for it. Started asking the current radio station that I was at, started asking them questions. And he was like, what you trying to do? Once you know, get up. So we have number one, don't believe your lies. Don't believe what you see in the mirror. There's more. Number two, get up. And it's easier said than done. Number three, be calm. Fight yourself tooth and nail. I have a photo that I did for my birthday last year, and it's a photo of a woman in the water in a lake, and she's choking herself. It's a picture. It's her hand around her neck, but the woman is underwater, and it's an old, like, look like she was going through in the woman under the water. But the person that she is more dressed up, and she's choking herself. She's drowning herself. In order to become, you gotta die. And I'm speaking to myself, because that's the hardest part about becoming, getting better habits, getting up early in the morning, going late, changing your spending habits, changing your circle of friends, exercising, changing your eating habits. You gotta die. The bad you, those toxic traits that you have, we all have some. You gotta die. You gotta become. And you're gonna learn that there were some things about you that needed to die.
Listen, that's a mouthful right there. Entrepreneurship is totally stewardship. So yes, if you don't have no self-discipline, baby, you got to learn that. You definitely have to learn it for sure.
It's hard. It's not easy. And then on top of that, that's the way you got to live. It's who you are. So when you once you start becoming, it's like getting out in the boat. You get out
it's
so
a
far.
Lifestyle. You said that. You look. That
you
preach.
Can't go back.
Yes.
It's like no. I'm like catching real flights now. Like I literally have to make the decision. I can't do Spirit no more. I just can't do it.
That's an insider, y'all. We.
So total insider. But it was really hard to stop because I done got good with Spirit. You know, ain't nothing like a good $40 round trip flight. But then at the last minute, you're canceling, and it's just really not what that is. So with God providing the increase, I had to change my mindset and stop being cheap. I'm still frugal. Don't get me wrong. And I still manage my finances. But I don't have to be cheap. That was a change for me. Something that simple. Now I got me some Delta Fly miles and building that. And doing what needs to be done. But once you become an entrepreneur, once you realize that you got to do what you got to do for business, you'll start learning where you can cut your finances on one side and put on another side. I have a cash car. I do not pay a car note. Why? Because I'm building an empire. The need to please everybody else and have something new, a 2018, 2019, 2020, Nissan, Altima, or whatever. I don't need that. I'm cool with my 07 E350 that still run and got me from Atlanta to Dallas over the last weekend. still runs, still good. And just when it got oil changed this morning. Take care of the things that you have. Now, I will eventually get a brand new car, but not right now, because I'm in a different season. I'm in a season of becoming. And so my mindset has changed. Tiffany is dying. I'm not the same Tiffany I was a week ago last Monday. Constantly evolving. You're constantly becoming. Allow it to happen. Allow the change to happen, because you know they say you can't take everybody where you're going. I got to be real, because Lady Tiffany and the call of my ministry is real. Hell, you can't go where you're going. If you got to change your circle of friends and you got to change everything around you, but you don't change, that's the real word. Everybody cannot go where you're going. Sometimes they mean you. They mean you gotta die. You can't go.
That's you first. Yeah.
You first. True.
You first.
You can't go. You can't go.
Mm. That's a word right there, because God will send you, but he's sending you to it's like you're going into you're a caterpillar. When you start that journey, you start out as a caterpillar, and the transformation happens on the journey to become that butterfly. So that is very powerful what you just said. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, you get brand new. Yeah, you're supposed to. Yes, Lord, you're supposed to. You're supposed to constantly evolve. So that's really, really, really good what you just said. And that's so true. And why people technically sometimes fall off of your life is because when you're becoming new, right, you learn new ways of living in order to be successful on this entrepreneurial journey. So therefore, the same people sometimes that you were attracted to, they have a choice. They're going to grow with you, or they're going to allow you to grow past them. And you got to be willing to continue to grow, because what's ahead of you is so important that you got to go before. I always say that we are all the intricate piece of the puzzle. And I say that because if I don't become whoever is linked to me in my future and in my past, they won't know that it's possible. So I got to constantly keep moving the circle of life forward from my piece of the puzzle. It's not just for my own individual legacy, right? It's not just for your own individual legacy. You're out here creating jobs and opportunities for other people. Other things for other people are linked to you and your yes to power influence. So I think that is so, so powerful. I try to tell people that all the time, and I try to map it out in different life situations, because sometimes it's hard to visualize, right? It's hard to visualize when one person says it, but when you see it start to manifest and unfold in other people's life, sometimes you catch it like, oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, it's a real thing, y'all. It's a real, real, real thing. And stewardship is a lifestyle that you have to adapt. And you're not going to master it right away, but you got to be determined to keep pushing forward to mastery. You got to be determined to keep changing that muscle. That fat to become muscle. You gotta stay disciplined. You can't just work out one time and be like, I'm fit. No. But that was so good. I want to know what's coming next with your brand. I know that you are doing an amazing series, Whoop Whoop, which I also happen to be a part of, with Modern Proverbs Woman. You have the Woman Code, y'all. That book is phenomenal, and really, you should definitely read it if you are a woman in business or want to be a woman in business or just a woman, period. It's an amazing series, so I'm super excited to be about to teach relational codes coming up here in September, so I'm super excited about that. But go ahead and tell us what else is coming with your brand, Queen.
Oh, man, I'm just excited. Rebranding Lady Tiffany Nicole, adding, accepting. Not adding, I've been doing it, but accepting engagements for speaking, emceeing, of course, media, TV, radio, getting back into the radio station this coming Saturday at the Houston office, starting back the virtuous hour. I took some time away from it for the month of August because I relocated to Atlanta. So needed to get home together, get my foundations back together. I'm excited about Power Influence Radio, rebranding. I got an amazing team, media branding manager, program director, as well as music director. I'm excited about that, getting the assistance needed to grow the brand. A book is an anthology for Modern Proverbs Women will be released in December of this year. I'm working on that. I'm also am now a herbassador for the Herpreneur Network that will be released real soon. Writing another book, getting ready to go on tour with Boss Babes Who Pray. That'll be announced soon. And they actually just sent an email about Dubai next year. So excited about going on tour with Boss Babes Who Pray in Dubai next year. Just a lot of things. Preparing for TV show, getting ready for the Dallas office to be up and running. Just excited about all that God is doing behind the scenes. Excited to have a coach, a marketing manager that's helping me get everything together. The website's getting ready, will be revamped by the end of this week. Just so many things that in the month of September, 9 is the month of birth. Really giving birth and coming on out of this cocoon now. I'm finna see what these colors finna come out of my butterfly. So I'm excited about the things to come and so many that he's shown me that I can't even say yet because I still don't know how that's going to happen. But he said it and it will, she's showing me every day he said it and it will come to pass. So I'm just excited about the many doors that God is opening. He's changing my network. He's changing my net worth. He's changing my circle of worth. He's making a lot of adjustments and changes, but it all began with me and my yes.
Yes, I love that. Cha-ching. Look, I heard cha-ching up great. Listen, where can we find you, Queen, on social media? Where can the people connect with you and the things that you have coming?
Oh, wow. So you can follow me on the Virtuous Hour Instagram and Facebook, Power Influence Radio Instagram and Facebook. And if you just want to know a little bit about me as a person, Tiffany Nicole is my Facebook page, Tiffany Nicole.
You guys can also check out Modern Proverbs Woman because she is doing some major things over there.
Absolutely. And I keep forgetting about my people. Shout out to Modern Proverbs Women, my first passion, nonprofit organization called to uplift, support, and encourage women through mentorship while promoting sisterhood. Thank you for that, Alonda. Power Modern Proverbs Women, that's Facebook and Instagram as well. If you're a lady and you want to connect with us, modernproverbswomen.org is where you'll be able to find us. That's being revamped as well. I have a new treasurer and new president that's getting ready to be announced really soon. Our director of marketing is in a season of rest right now. But once we get those updated and being able to make those announcements, that'll be very, very soon. But yes, Modern Proverbs Women, Instagram and Facebook as well. We'd love for you ladies to join us and connect with us and bring your gifts. We're constantly looking for mentors and people to add to the platform as we're getting ready to go to phase two.
Yes, super excited about that and blessed to be a part. So thank you so much for coming on I Am Becoming today. I'm super excited to be a part of your new and your next. Guys, I'm super excited for you guys to connect with her. You know, you can always connect with me on Facebook and on Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. Again, that's I Must Become the Number One. You can find me on my website at imustbecome.com. And y'all, definitely go on my website if you are ready to leap into your becoming. I have opened up my calendar. I am now accepting new clients and doing leap sessions to gain clarity on your new and your next. So definitely connect with me. You guys know that you can always meet me here or beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. And listen, by the time that you guys hear this, I will also have a new day that you can listen to I Am Becoming, which will be Tuesday at 5 p.m. At on powerinfluenceradio.com. You can also hear my show on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. there as well. But definitely always still come here, check me out. You could always hear past shows and the new shows here on Elite Conversations in all major platforms. Listen, y'all, you know, it's never not a time to become. I'm telling y'all, it is the fourth quarter. What you gonna do, y'all?
Listen.
Listen. It's the fourth quarter. Playtime is over. You should, September 1 marks the Hebrew New Year. We always think it's January, but y'all, I told y'all this before. September is where you need to start. It's the new year. What you gonna do? Listen, I'm already on 2022 goals. I told y'all at second quarter of this year that I was already planning and jumping into my new and my next for 2022. Listen, I'm super excited to help you on your journey. Listen, Lady Tiffany Nicole coaches with me as well. She's a product of the I Must Become Enterprise coaching. So listen, if you see what God can do for her, there's unlimited possibilities for you. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, fourth quarter is a game changer. It is serious. If you just now starting, you kind of need to put the pedal to the metal and do not let up off the gas, because 2022 is fastly approaching. Listen, fourth quarter, serious, y'all. Listen, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of the puzzle. It's time to become. Grab a hold of somebody's hand. It's time to leap. I love you in real life.